If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. If you're looking for today's hottest new gadgets or car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear, whatever you're looking for, head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for, and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey, gang. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates and our listeners as we ramp up for spring. BizTalk is going full gangbusters. We're adding stations right and left, and we are just so delighted. Huge welcome to all the newest ones, all the newest listeners joining us today, especially Mitchell Meeks and Linda E. Super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony and the gang say hello. And we are all chuckling here as we tackle today's trendy topics. Here in the Philadelphia area, we have been absolutely walloped by the weather, and we are not alone. I'm talking to people in Seattle who have been clobbered, LA, our Texas stations, all of our Midwestern stations down in Florida. We're all getting completely hammered by the weather. And we're kind of chuckling it up here because here in the Philadelphia area, we had power outages galore. And if you want to see the true personality of someone, oh, like myself, for instance, put me in a home with no power. Okay. You like to think you're kind of resilient. You like to think, hey, you know what? I watched Little House on the Prairie when I was a kid. For God's sake, we didn't have all these gadgets when I was a kid too. We can deal with this. That's fine. It's like a psych 101 thing, you guys. I was really not my most, productive, attractive, helpful. I mean, you want to think of yourself as all of these things in an outage. Really not so much. My kids were wonderful. They dealt just fine. Victor was dealing just great through, you know, put the grill to work, everything else. But as you're waiting for this power to come on, you don't know when it's coming back on. The power companies try to be helpful, but they're exhausted. They're overworked. You know, they can only work with the facts. They can't, you know, they can't turn into a Disney ending, you know, within 5 minutes of every outage. So we have just been going crazy. So meanwhile, my house was only out of power for about a day, and that was enough for me. Thank you very much. And I'm still connected with people who days later, 72 hours later, you know, 3 days later, 4 days later, still no power. So I better just zip it. And hugs and prayers to everybody out there being affected nationwide by our, you know, latest weather patterns, because here in the Philadelphia area, we're about to get walloped with another storm system. So that's always just super, super fun. Wherever you are listening in from coast to coast, our hugs, our hearts, our prayers, our AAA batteries. I mean, whatever it is, guys, we're there for you. We're in it together. We will survive it. And today we're going to be talking about ways to inexpensively, doesn't require a huge bank account, inexpensively prep for these power outages. Now, we've talked about this before, because Tony, you're fantastic. I love you to death. And you are making this funny. But Tony came in, and he is suffering the effects of being one of our 3 days out of power. Not a happy camper. Tony, we love you. You look just Cary Grant handsome with no running water, no electricity the last 3 days. It looks good on you, man. It's looking rugged. Good stuff. But all of these tips, all of these little strategies and tactics, doesn't have to cost the bank, here for you. First of all, something that I have employed myself, a certain tactic and strategy here. If there's one thing that's going to happen without fail, when you've got a blackout near you, any kind of a power outage near you, any season, any day, whatever it is, within a week, you're going to find people in your area going out and putting these, I mean, just, my God, taking out the credit card, cha-ching, and buying brand new, fresh out of the box, hooked up generators for their home, okay? You're going to see that happening right and left because there are people like me who do not look attractive when there's no power, who get nothing done and get kind of crazed when there's no power. That's me. However, I'm not shelling out the big bucks for a brand new generator. However, lots and lots and lots and lots of other people are. You know what that means? It means they're taking their other generator, their air quotes, old generator that was only used for maybe 6 to 12 hours, and they're going to put that on Craigslist, or they're going to put that up maybe in a garage sale, or maybe for, you know, a local ad in your local newspaper for a fraction of what it costs to buy one brand new retail. You're going to be seeing this happening, guys, wherever you are, coast to coast. Keep your eyes open, you know, just near, you know, your latest power outage, anything like that. A couple days later, people far more organized than I am, who have a couple more bucks to shell out, are going to be buying these brand new generators. And they got to get rid of the old ones. And the bigger and more complex and heavier the generator is they're trying to get rid of, believe it or not, the less they're going to charge for it because they just want it out of there. So keep your eyes peeled for your local Craigslist, your local newspapers, your local classifieds. Keep your eyes peeled. You're going to find yourself a phenomenal, phenomenal deal out there for a generator. I am not joking. So get out there, keep your eyes peeled, see what you need, because I'm here to tell you. We're going over a lot of tips, a lot of strategies, and they're all incredibly helpful. You do not need a generator. Saying this again for the cheap seats. You do not need a generator to get through a blackout, no matter how long it is. If you've got a couple other things in place, you're going to be just fine through it. However, if your means, if you have the means to buy a generator that outfits your entire house, maybe your business, all of the above, for a fraction of retail, go out there and find it. There's plenty of ways to find it. Go out there and get that done. If you are like so many people, like myself, who do not have the means right now to go out and buy some brand new generator, even at a half price type thing, listen on. Here's some of the biggest tips and strategies sent to me by other by other powerless soldiers out there who are just trying to, you know, power through and get through till the power gets back on. Here's the biggest and best tips. I love this. Now, this one, I heard this so often, I felt like I had to repeat it, but I'm not a huge fan of this, not for drinking water anyway. Everybody keeps saying, fill the tub. And you know what? That does make some sense. You want to have some water nearby. God forbid somebody gets, who knows, injured. You want to keep the kids kind of clean. You want to make sure the dog stays out of it if you got one, whatever. But so many people are saying, fill the tub for drinking water. That just hits every one of my ew buttons that I ever owned and ew buttons that I have yet to spring up. I'm not going to do that for drinking water. However, you do want to keep somewhat clean. The kids are going to be playing. You know, the kids don't have their usual electronics. You're going to shoo them out the door. You're going to want them to have some fun. They're going to come home dirty. You got no running water. You know, take out bucket after bucket to do some personal hygiene with. That makes perfect sense. Ooh, and here's another good reason to fill up the tub with the water that you need. Maybe not to drink out of it, because I'm just a big fan of just maybe just fill up the water jugs beforehand, fresh out of your kitchen faucet, when you know there might be a power outage coming. Have those little army of, you know, filled up water, you know, milk jug size things filled up with drinking water from your sink. Don't go to the tub for this kind of thing. However, if you are like me, I live about a half hour outside Philadelphia. And we're in a Victorian, right? There's not the usual water around here. We're on well water. We've got all the modern conveniences for piping. However, when the lights go out and when the power goes out, I can't flush the toilets. Here's what you're using that bathtub of water for. You do have running water in your toilets in case of a power outage. All you need to do, you pick up a bucket of that handy little bath water, and whenever your kids are done, they leave the bathroom, you pour a bucket down there, it will flush your toilet. The only thing it doesn't do is replenish water like up to the usual levels in your toilet. However, it flushes it for you. So the cleanliness level, you're right there where you want it to be. That is a huge plus. So here's what you do. You fill up those water jugs, just have them handy. You don't have to have them filled up the instant before an outage. Try getting yourself a whole bunch of water jugs, have them in the basement, have them in the, you know, in the front hall closet, have them out of the way in the laundry room, wherever. Have them ready to go. It's one less thing to worry about. And do fill up that tub before any potential power outage, because it will be a huge help in keeping those toilets flushed, even if you don't have power to do it. Good stuff. All right. Next up, this tip is wicked cool. I am 40-something years old. I've never heard of this before, and I am, you know, air quotes, mildly worldly. Had not heard this one. Turn your car into a generator. All right, here's what you need. It's called a power inverter. And Tony's shaking his head. Yeah, like everybody's supposed to know this. I did not. Did you know about this? I think you're lying. You've never learned about this. Here we go. He's throwing stuff at me. A power inverter, which turns DC current from your car into AC current for electric gadgets. You keep your car turned on. It's the next best thing to a generator when it comes to surviving a blackout. Small units, again, it's called a power inverter. Small units can recharge your computer, recharge your phone. Larger ones, if you've got a larger engine for your car, whatever. Larger ones can power a fridge or power tools. Who the heck knew that? All right, we got a couple minutes before the break. Conserving batteries. Okay, if there's one thing that edged me in my favor, that fine line between sanity and insanity, was a huge supply of batteries. Victor is a god when it comes to planning for this stuff. He is magnificent, and he has always had tons of batteries down in the basement for us. It powered everything we needed to power, between the kids' gadgets and flashlights and radios and everything else. Keep the batteries at the levels that you want, the double A's. Make sure they're charged. Make sure they're brand new and fresh. They're not like the ones in your junk drawer that you take out and inadvertently you don't throw it out. You put it in this drawer like it's going to work again magically if you put it in the drawer. It's not. Get yourself loaded up with some batteries. Another big one. This is so big. Fill the grill tank. The propane grills that you have. Get yourself some propane and make it a good sturdy batch of it. There's nothing like a nice hot meal courtesy of your grill when everything else in your house is shot and mocking you because you don't have any electricity to power it up with. Get some serious power for your grill. If it's charcoal, make it charcoal. If it's propane, make it propane. Whatever gas grill you've got, have some serious power for that. That will help, again, push you towards the line towards sane, push you away from that insanity line when you don't know when the power's coming back on. You got yourself a nice burger, some hot dogs waiting for you. It's a beautiful thing. Guys, send me your stuff as well. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Hang out for a minute. When we get back, more ways to survive the next blackout with your sanity and your wallet intact. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, the best of all.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Chris Nagopian Show talking about ways to survive the next power outage. Here in the Philadelphia area, it is bringing out all of our true stripes. And you're walking down the street, you're driving on the road. You can tell who's got power now and who does not. And we've got another storm coming this week. It's March. I don't want to hear about snow anymore. Wherever you are in the country, I'm hearing from people in San Antonio. They're talking about, you know, just stuff they weren't expecting. Minnesota, same thing. We've got stations up in Canada. People live streaming is talking about the crazy weather. And Canadians who are, I don't care who, if you've got a Canadian passport, you are already far tougher than I am when it comes to dealing with crappy weather. So we're talking today about ways to deal. Before the break, we talked about ways to obtain a generator for a fraction of the price of brand new. Please go out there and get one if you have the means. It is highly recommended. I do not have one at my house. I am now actively shopping for one. And one of the best things I can recommend, go on to Craigslist or one of these, name it. Go to your newspaper. Check out the classified ads. You're going to be finding them for a lot less in the next couple of weeks there. Why? Because people are out there buying brand new ones at top-notch dollar prices. If you can afford it, go for it. If you can't, be aware, the people out there buying brand new ones, they got to get rid of their older ones. And just like the swing set in my backyard, the bigger, clunkier, harder to put together, heavier, harder to transport that generator is, the cheaper they're going to want to give it away on Craigslist and in the classifieds, everything else. Be out there. Get out there. Get bold and get yourself one of them. We talked about getting batteries in the house. Don't be shy. It's an investment in your sanity. Get your house loaded with batteries for the flashlights you need. Turning your car into a generator? Check out that power inverter. Google it. Go to your local hardware store. Talk to them about it. It's way cool. Fill up the grill tank and then fill it up again and then have some extra fuel, maybe in the garage or the shed or the basement, because there's nothing like when you have got a power outage and you're looking like, you know, heck in a handbasket, having a hot meal courtesy of your grill and not having to go and drive how many miles to an overstuffed restaurant filled with other ugly people like yourself because they don't have any power either for personal grooming and they look like their worst before photo. Or maybe that's just me. You want to save yourself some cash and some sanity and some time? Fill up that grill. Get that grill ready to go. This one's kind of serious. I want you all to listen to me very carefully because we're hearing about people who, not a happy ending. Be very safe with a carbon monoxide detector. Here in the Pennsylvania area, they're pretty big. They're pretty popular. But I want everybody listening coast to coast to be aware of this. Blackouts often lead, tragically, to carbon monoxide tragedies and casualties. Here's why. To get heat during outages, like I was talking about, people crank up their, you name it, their gas stoves, their fireplaces, all kinds of heaters, and anything that burns produces carbon monoxide, okay? So get out just a battery-powered, they are so cheap, you guys, so inexpensive, a battery-powered carbon monoxide detector whenever you use an emergency heat source. Some people have these carbon monoxide detectors, and they're hardwired into their house, which is brilliant. It's fantastic. It's epically, epically safe until you don't have power. Then your powered carbon monoxide detector isn't getting any power, is it? And at the same time that you're jacking up all these various types of heat sources, not a good combo. So get yourself a battery-operated carbon monoxide detector. It's beautiful stuff. Okay, here's one that hits my sad spot here. I say sarcastically, only because of all of the food that I had to throw out of my refrigerator after I was out of power for a day. The general rule is, if you've got a refrigerator that the temperature has gone up and above 39 degrees, and you think to yourself, well, 32 degrees is freezing, you know, isn't 39 a little cold to expect your refrigerator to be? No, 39 is the temperature that your refrigerator should be at. And if it goes above that, those lovely little jars of mayonnaise and salad dressing and deli meat and all of the stuff you're thinking about, you got to toss that. Because as frustrating as it may be and annoying as it may be to see that stuff in your garbage can, there's something even more annoying, and that's called food poisoning. And you'll be thinking later, oh, God, if only I just thrown that stuff out. So just suck it up and throw it out. But here's the thing. As you hear the cha-ching, 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 as they go thonk, thonk into your garbage, and you start counting it up in your head, nothing more annoying, okay? Save your food with the most time-honored method of saving food and load yourself up with some ice. A couple of days without power, it's going to cost you easily, I'm talking about my own fridge here, at least $100, maybe even a couple hundred bucks as food spoils in your fridge and your freezers. We have got a drop-in freezer that is just phenomenal. Now, your freezers will last far longer. We have nothing, we don't have any really, you know, delicate, sensitive meats in our refrigerator. No foie gras or anything going on like that in my freezer. It's all meats and a couple of turkeys that I got on sale and other really great, easy stuff like that. Put all your stuff that you can into your freezer to keep it nice and cold, and then shut that freezer and keep it shut. All right? Open it only for, don't go in there and gaze longingly, hey, we got great meat in there, and then shut it again. No. You open it up only to get what you need out of there. Get those hot dogs out for the grill. Maybe grill up those steaks. It's all good. Do it that way. But save, get tons of bags of ice. Get bags of ice and leave them in your freezer if you want to. And then when you need to, you put that, you know, you put that can of mayonnaise or that jar of mayonnaise. You put the deli meat. You slap that all on the top layer of your freezer. Keep it shut and you should be in good shape. All right, next up, don't wreck your TV. Yeah. You know, I actually heard about this. I thought it was a gimmick. It's not. Don't wreck your TV during a blackout. When the power grid sputters back to life, it says here, it's probably going to create power surges, which can destroy today's sensitive electronics in TVs, computers, appliances. So unplug anything that may contain electronic components. And not everything. Don't go crazy. Keep the lights plugged in so you know when the power comes back on. But do unplug your computer, your TV, all this other stuff. Apparently, you know, this new sensitive stuff these days, it's kind of wussy when it comes to power outages. So keep it unplugged. Gas up your car. You guys, I did this only by luck. I had the car all gassed up, and Victor had his car all gassed up. It was a miracle because he likes to let his get down to fumes. It's a guy thing. Mine was completely gassed up. But your car is going to be a critical part of your survival kit, okay? You turn it on. There's just this nice emotional thing about going to something, flipping it on, and it's on. Your car, because your light switches won't do it, the computer won't, the TV won't, the fridge won't. Your kitchen's going to be dead dog ghost town quiet, which is just creepy because your microwave's not running and the television's not on and the radio's not on, the refrigerator's not on. It's creepy in the kitchen. Go on out to the car, turn on that car. I'm telling you right now, it will give you such a lift. So it's your emergency transport. It's your charging system. If you're in horrible weather, it might be where the tougher people out there sleep. In cases of, like, you know, if you've got a, you know, winter time, it's freezing cold, you sleep in your car, you got some power there too. I've heard of people doing it. It charges your cell phones. It charges your computer. It's probably the only heated or air-conditioned space you're going to have. So you get the point. Keep your tank full before these storms. It's all what I'm telling you right now. Next up, don't use candles. Guys, I'm showing my age here. By the time I was 10 years old, my extremely safety-conscious parents, who, I mean, they did everything right training us, we were carrying around lit candles. We were carrying around, you know, flame-lit lanterns around in case of emergency. Of course, there were flashlights back then, too. But nowadays, people are saying, don't burn candles. You're going to burn your house down. And you keep hearing more and more about people who actually, that happens. Do yourself a favor. Keep things super safe. Don't lament for the past where we could all kind of, you know, safely carry candles around. Just use flashlights. It does a body good, okay? Keep the fridge closed. Tap that water heater. Apparently, your built-in emergency water supply is your water heater. In case things get too crazy, do that. It's all good. Next up, Last thing here before the break, stay tuned. It says your phone and internet systems go down along with your power grid. A battery-powered radio is your only source of weather and emergency information. Keep a couple of them. They're dirt cheap. Get your hands on a couple of them. Make it happen. We can survive this, guys. You know another power outage is going to come up. Be ready for it. Be the envy of your neighborhood and hang in there. We're all in this together. Guys, hang out for a second. When we get back, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fine, incredibly intelligent real estate guru to my right, John Harriott, a.k.a. Dad. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing great. I think that blankety flu bug and cold bug that nailed me is in the rearview mirror.
Thank God. I know a lot of people
get
that. Good stuff. And that's actually going around. I think as we come up with another spring season, spring is good for so many reasons. Number one, you find that these sort of wintertime colds and flus that have gripped every single area of this country is finally going away. And springtime is another great time to start thinking about getting into the real estate market, whether you're buying or you're selling, thinking about maybe rehabbing one, whatever it is. If you are like so many Americans who are thinking about, you know, delving into the real estate market for your own reasons this spring, now is one of the best times you could ever find.
There's a pretty simple one-word answer to the question. Is now a good time to buy that first house?
There you go.
The answer is a resounding yes.
Oh, yeah.
The question is now a good time to sell the present house that I'm in and move into a bigger house? Maybe the family's gotten bigger. Maybe your paycheck has gotten bigger. You just want a bigger place to live.
Nice.
Maybe you want to get closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws,
right.
Depending on your objective. Now is a great time to make that move.
Yep.
And let me tell you why it's a great time to make that move.
Break it down, sir.
Okay, I'm going to cover some of these things here in the next 10 minutes. But, folks, if you have any questions at all about why now is a great time to make that move, please give us a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which is...
Yep, that number is, guys, call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
484-574-4088. Okay, so let's talk, first of all, about the first-time home buyer.
Okay,
first-time home buyer.
A little nervous.
Sitting there thinking about, oh, my gosh, you know, low to mid-20s, maybe
yep.
low to mid-30s. And you're wondering about, my God, should I really take the plunge and buy the house? And have I got enough money? And blah, 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 blah.
It's smart questions.
I'm not going to take the time right now to take you through the fact that you probably are qualified to buy a house, even though you think you're not. But let me take you through some of the ramifications.
Okay.
Let's just say that you are going to be buying first-time home, and the average price is probably about $250,000 to $300,000.
That sounds right.
And that's true in many parts of the country. Now you get out to some places that are kind of crazy, like Miami,
Vegas.
Other parts in Florida, Las Vegas. I know Las Vegas was crazy a few years ago. I'm not sure it's recovered yet. Los Angeles, other places where speculation has driven things way, way up.
Yep.
And this may not be the case. But if you buy a house that's worth about $300,000,
mm-hmm.
the National Association of Realtors, an organization called CoreLogix, pulls together over 100 economists, I think it's four times a year, and they do a prediction.
Okay.
How much they think average home prices are going to go up over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
That's some good info to have.
Their consensus is that on average across the country, home prices are going to increase by about 25% over the next 5 years.
That's a nice investment.
That's a nice investment. So if you buy that house for $300,000 now,
okay.
25% of $300,000 is $75,000.
Yep.
So if those predictions come true, and my personal feeling is that that's on the conservative side.
Wow.
You are going to be sitting there with a net worth that is 25% of $300,000 or $75,000, more than what you would have if you just continued renting.
Yep. And imagine if you stay there more than 5 years. It's
mm-hmm.
just going to keep that compound interest is going to be a very pretty thing.
It certainly is. So that is, I tend to dwell on the financial reasons for buying a house. If the financial reasons don't make sense, probably the other reasons are not going to be enough to outweigh that.
Right.
But financially, buying that house is probably the best single step that anybody in our country can make toward increasing their net worth and increasing their financial safety net.
Yep.
And making sure their finances are in good shape when they get a little bit on in years. and they want to retire.
Yeah, the math doesn't lie. I'm a big fan of the math and the science of it. And when the math has told us for generation after generation that those who invest in a home, whether it's for yourself or maybe it's an investment property or whatever else, getting into the real estate market, just jumping right in there, it has time and time and time again proven to be such a financial growth vehicle that really nothing else can even compare mm-hmm. to. It's just
absolutely.
A good thing.
Now, you know, most people are not going to stay in a house for 30 years.
Not well, some, but no, not all.
Your mom and I are an exception. We moved into our present house in the Philadelphia suburbs, 1979, and
yep.
we're still there.
Yes, you are.
We're still there. Now, your youngest sister graduated from high school in 1992, which was 26 years ago.
Yes, it was.
And guess what? We're still there. So inertia is a powerful force, too.
You know what? Satisfaction and contentment are also very powerful forces.
But you know, that house is now paid for. We paid only $83,000 for it back in 1979. It was kind of a fixer-upper special.
Yes, it was.
Now it's worth somewhere north of $550,000, probably
right.
in the $600,000 range, free and clear.
Paid for, fabulous neighborhood, great school district, just a nice place to live. And you're living there now, air quotes, for free.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah, well, we still have to pay the damn taxes.
The taxes, I know, they happen.
$12,000 a year. They were $2,500 a year when we first moved in.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So some people say, you know, I'm going to rent because I don't like the idea of paying those property taxes. Well, guess what? If your landlord is paying the property taxes,
that's right. What do you think?
And you're paying rent to the landlord, you are paying your landlord's property taxes.
Exactly. Not that large a stretch there.
So if you buy that house, you get yourself a 30% fixed rate mortgage or a 15-year fixed rate mortgage. Your principal and interest payment can't go up. The taxes will. I mean, the government's going to keep jacking their share up, even
yep.
though they seem to do less and less that's productive every year. And ask me if I'm a conservative or a liberal, but go ahead. And the net result of the whole thing is you buy that house, it is the single best financial investment that you can
yep.
make.
And you brought up an interesting point before when you know, trying to get into the psychology of why people, air quotes, prefer to rent. A lot of people, just putting pen to paper, are either going to think that they don't have enough equity in their current home, maybe they bought it a downtime in the market, or they're thinking that their credit score is going to be quite right. Maybe they got burned by a family member or a friend who really, really got, you know, harangued in the last real estate market. They've got that kind of scar. They just need some fresh information as to what exactly the market has to offer these days. And it's just, it's been a huge 180 turn just in the last few years alone.
It has. It has. You know, we had the great big bubble that burst in 2008.
Yep.
We were on an absolute roller coaster down until 2011, 2012. We have begun to recover. And in most parts of the country, we're back to what the bubble prices were.
Yep.
Not every place.
Not every place.
There are places in Pennsylvania that we're not up to the pre-bubble places again, but in most places we are. So, folks, if you're concerned about losing money long-term, not likely to happen in the real estate market, yes, some people who bought in like 2007, 2008 lost money when they had to sell
yep.
over the next 4 or 5 years. They definitely took a hit.
Oh, yeah.
And that is cause for concern. But right now, the stars seem to be aligned. The economy is getting better and better and better, and all the projections are that house prices are going to be going up for the foreseeable future. So,
yep.
bottom line is, first-time home buyer, find yourself a real good realtor. Always interview at least two, preferably three or four, and say, look, I really do want to get myself established in a good neighborhood. Here's my situation. How can you help me? Pick the one you're most comfortable with and then go out and find that house.
Yep, and for those people out there that are a little nervous, I'm going to call a realtor. What if, you know, he or she tells me something I don't need to know? The realtors need you more than you need them.
Amen.
The banks,
mm-hmm.
all of the banks out there, they need you more than you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that at all times when you pick up the phone and get the ball rolling on this. Every single person who's been in your shoes thinking about dipping a toe into either purchasing their first home, maybe buying a rental home, a vacation home, call the realtor. Their job is to make your life easier with this. Make sure that you're picking one that's going to make your life easier, your stress levels lower, and make the net when you sell this house or buy one to be as much financial gain in your pocket as possible. That's the whole job of what they do, and they don't get paid until you are completely satisfied with the job.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. So, first-time home buyers, jump into it now, folks. Prices are going up in most parts of the country.
Yep.
You will pay more 6 months from now than you will now. You'll probably pay more a month or two from now than you will now. And perhaps even more importantly, mortgage interest rates are going up. And every 1% rise in mortgage interest rates means that you're going to pay 10% more in your principal and interest payment. So stars are aligned. Real estate's still going to be a good deal a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Yep.
But it'll never be a better deal than it is right now today.
Yep. And remember all those numbers with regards to, interest rates are creeping. creeping up a bit, but here's why. Because job security is creeping up in a very nice way. Wages are looking up. People are thinking that their jobs are more secure than ever. The numbers are going up for the best of reasons, and you're probably swept up in that best of reasons as well. Maybe you're feeling more secure in your job. Maybe you have a bit more in savings. Maybe your taxes are lower. You've got more money in the bank. Harness all of the gods that are smiling on us right now and put it to work in one of the best investments you could possibly make. Just get yourself that house.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said. Now, for those of you who are not first-time buyers, but you've been in your house for a few years,
yep,
and you're thinking, you know what, maybe it's time to move out family. When I moved in here 5-6 years ago, it was just the brand-new wife and me, brand-new husband and me, and now we have two little ones along with that. One-car garage was great back then. Now we've got the garage is all filled with family storage, and both cars are set, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The in-laws, I love my in-laws. I'd like to get closer to them. Right now they're 20 miles away. School district next to them we think is a lot better. So is now a good time to make that move up by? And again, the answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For all the same reasons, you need not be concerned in most parts of the country that if you put your house on the market now, the value is going to go down before you get it sold.
Right.
Because prices in just about every part of the country are going up.
That's nice.
Now, your local realtor has to confirm that for you. Maybe there are some exceptions, but if you're in a place where prices are going down, you probably ought to get the bleep out of there.
Yes.
Before prices go down even more. So prices are probably going up. You don't need to worry about losing money on the sale of your house. And that means as soon as you sell it, you can take that equity out and you can make the deal for your newer house, the dream house, the place you'd like to live for the next 10, 15, or 20 years.
Yep.
So the same stars that are saying, yes, young man, young lady, make sure you get that house bought now so you get in on the upswing. Same forces are driving you to get that present house sold and move into your mover-upper.
Yep.
I think I just coined a new term.
That's a good one.
Your move-up house and enjoy the fruits of that one, too. And Chrissy, I see we're just about out of time, so thank the folks for listening. And
time flies. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Now, last week, I introduced you the Nutrimost team that is helping me and my stubborn, weight loss resistant body drop, in the last month or so, about, 20 pounds or so. It is unbelievable the transformation that I am enjoying at the hands of these professionals, and not enough people know about them. So I've got them here again this week, the Nutrimost team. This guy puts up with me so nicely. Todd November, who is walking me through this personally week after week, and his crew from Atlanta as well, home of station WCFO 1160, the Talk of Atlanta, and they're with us again this week. Welcome back, gang.
Great to be back.
Now, I don't know where even to begin, but in all seriousness, I walk around in a relatively healthy body, no crazy cholesterol problems or diabetes, stuff like that, but I have easily about 50 pounds that I wanted to drop. And we walk around in a world where a lot of people have at least 50 pounds that they want to drop, and it's become the new normal. We can't lose it. So we're just walking around, we're just dealing with it, we're counting our blessings and just calling it a day, because we've tried all of these other weight loss programs and they're not working. No slam to them. Our bodies simply aren't responding to them. So when I had the opportunity to start the Nutrimost program, didn't expect incredible results, and I received incredible results. I have not lost weight like this since I was in high school. I feel like I have the metabolism of a 20-something rather than an almost 50-something, and it's all thanks to the crew at Nutrimost. Now, we've got the crew from the Atlanta office of Nutrimost and here in Philadelphia as well, here to tell all of you again just their amazing stories, which so few people can claim, and to tell a little bit more about why anybody out there who's looking to lose some weight, get healthier, maybe take care of yourself for once rather than taking care of everybody else around you first?
Well, this is Todd. I'm from the Philadelphia area. I have three offices. What we pride ourselves on is the personalized coaching and the personalized program. It's an individualized program. Again, I lost 130 pounds on the program. I've transformed my life. I stopped taking three major drugs. A cardiologist calls me a boring patient because I no longer need the drugs. But more importantly, I feel awesome about this. My son-in-law actually did the program. He was the first doctor in New York to do the program, first doctor to become become a franchise. He lost over 160 pounds, did it with my daughter. She lost 40 pounds, and now I got a 26-month-old grandson.
Wow.
Josh's twin sister had a weight problem, actually had 5 miscarriages. She also did the program, lost over 60 pounds. She now has a beautiful 20-month-old girl.
Beautiful.
So this Nutrimost program changed my life, my family's life drastically, and I thank Dr. Ray. He's the pioneer of the program. We also have on the line Dr. Dave and Coach Heather in our Atlanta office, and what we're going to do, Chris, is anybody that calls our office from your program, the first 25 people that call, we're going to offer them a free weight loss consult.
Wow.
And it's 800-212-2612. The first 25 people I mentioned the show will get a free weight loss consult in any one of our three offices.
Wonderful.
Dr. Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, our office is in Georgia, just north of Atlanta. Anybody who calls our office, that same thing, will give you a free consultation and a weight loss evaluation.
Outstanding. And I want you guys to take a look at these websites as well. It's Nutrimost.com/19406. Dr. Dave and Coach Heather, please give your website as well. It's Nutrimost.com/ and your local zip code 30067. Excellent stuff. Oh, and beautiful Atlanta. Hey, you know what? We've actually got decent weather here in the Philadelphia area today, so I'm no longer quite so jealous of Atlanta, although you guys have had tons of like ice storms and craziness there too. But it looks like we're finally coming up on springtime. And this is the time when everybody, coast to coast, whether we like it or not, you know, all the eating from Christmas and Hanukkah and in the rearview mirror, and now we're coming up on springtime. Shorter sleeves, more shorts, maybe the sandals, maybe thinking about the beach and your next swimsuit as I bite my tongue. This is the time to plan for that sort of thing. And if you've tried other weight loss systems in the past, you haven't gotten the results you want, it's because you have not been on Nutrimost. I speak from experience. I've been on this close to a month now. The results have been phenomenal. I could not be more pleased or delighted. And it's all thanks to the crew at Nutrimost. Find out more on their websites, Nutrimost.com/19406 and 30067. Guys, there are a lot of people out there. You know what they do? You know all these types of people. They take care of everybody else around them first. If they thought someone they loved would benefit from this program, they wouldn't hesitate to get them on it. But when it comes to taking care of ourselves, we kind of put that on the back burner. It's time to take care of yourself first, maybe so that you can take even better care of those around you in the future.
Well, the first step definitely starts with starting on a program like Nutrimost. It takes some time and consideration to think about, but you have to be number one. This is a God-based program. It's not a coincidence that it's 40 days. That you do a reduction for weight.
I love it.
It is a lifestyle change. You know, must love yourself first before you can truly love others. So you have to be number one to take care of yourself in order to take care of your family, your friends. It's not just our physical body. This program is very spiritual as well as emotional and physical. So we combine all of that because weight loss isn't easy, you know, but changing your life can be easy with support. And that's what we provide in our office here in Atlanta. Because we have all done the programs, we can relate. We can help. We can get you through. The struggle is the journey here in Atlanta. So that's
so true.
What we provide is the utmost client support to let you know that you are number one.
Well, and again, you're being so modest, guys, all three of you, because, you know, people out there are disciplined. You know, they pay their bills. They make sure their kids are taken care of. They make sure the roof doesn't have a leak in it. We know how to take care of things. But when we try to use those same tools to take care of ourselves, a lot of times those tools aren't working for us. So we think, you know what? This is the body I'm stuck in. And that's because a lot of people have not tried this amazing system. I have tried other diets. You know, I'm getting up in my late 40s, and it's as if I don't recognize my own body once in a while. It was not responding to anything that I wanted to do. Speaking from personal experience, I have never slept so well in my life since before I had kids who are now 13 and 10. I am sleeping like a rock. That reason alone, where I used to be, you know, I used to sleep maybe 5 hours a night. If I was lucky, I would wake up intermittently during that. Over the past month alone, one of the biggest changes is I am sleeping like a rock. You must hear all kinds of sideline comments like this, where not only is the weight loss tremendous, but there are also unexpected side benefits that just keep building up. It's fantastic.
It's very interesting you said that, because I've always said the side effect to our program is the weight loss. The benefits are getting a great night's sleep, eating good foods, eating great foods, and craving those foods. Again, 130 pounds, kept it off for 2 years. Do I have indulgence? Yeah, we teach you what to do. We teach you how to maintain. And the best thing is, your coach is always going to be there for you. I have people that have done the program 2-3 years ago. They still contact us. They still come in once a month to get a checkup. What we call our Nutrimost family. That's what I love about this, is being involved with the daily clients and watching the transformation of everybody from start to finish, it's amazing. It's such a great feeling of accomplishment. I love coming in every day and serving my community.
And again, let's give out those phone numbers as well. 800-212-2612. Give them a call. We'll talk about next steps for getting you exactly where you want to be. They're going to help make it happen. Mr. Dave and Coach Heather, please give us your number one more time.
678-744-6612.
Beautiful. 678-744-6612. There are so many people out there. They're still on the fringe. They're listening to me talk and they're saying, oh, you know, Chris, we've tried all these as well. It's going to be just like anything else. Guys, trust me, this one's going to be different. These guys have got the goods. They know exactly what they're doing and they can help you get exactly where you want to be, regardless of your past experience with weight loss. They've got the goods. Guys, I knew the time was going to fly. Please join us again. Let's do this like once a month. Talk about all of your fabulous, many before and after cases, getting a few more people knowing all about what you do.
Awesome, Chris. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, not too steep, but best.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.